Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Tron Easy with another Tron Cast. So basically, I just want to welcome you guys. Again, I'm Tron. Thanks for giving me a listen. You can follow me on Instagram at Tron_Easy. And I'll tell you a little bit about this podcast. It's going to be very conversational, very go with the flow. Me talking about the things I like: music, movies, video games, comic books. Just different stuff, wrestling maybe. Like to have different guests. My first guest today is going to be Elaine. Elaine's very important to me, very special, my fiance, and she honored me by coming on the podcast and doing a little bit of talking. So Elaine, say hi to the people.
Hey everybody.
So Elaine, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Pretty good. Yep. So tell the people a little teeny bit about you.
Well, I'm a traveler.
A traveler?
Yeah, I'm a traveler. I pretty much like to get up and go.
And you've been a lot of different places.
Yeah, I've been a lot of different places.
You're from Guam.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell me, what's your favorite thing about Guam?
The weather. The weather is pretty cool.
You were saying that it's never really cold.
I don't think I've even owned any pants in Guam because of the weather. It's so hot there. So.
Okay, so it's mostly shorts.
Shorts, dresses, skirts, makeup. Okay. That's it.
So when you came to the States, the thing you missed the most was not happening.
The food and the weather.
Okay. And you hated having to put on pants.
Oh, I hated it. I was a little confused.
Okay. And so you're at Philadelphia is where you call home now?
Yeah, that's my current place.
The city of brotherly love.
Yeah.
I've been to Philadelphia once or twice, and it's a beautiful place.
It's very congested.
It's very congested. Like I live in Baltimore, and it's like being, I never really been to New York, but it's what I consider New York to be like. Yeah. A lot of people, and sometimes the people are a little rough, but you got to give them a chance. But Philadelphia is nice. The food's nice. I've been when the weather wasn't that great. Like during the winter time, weather's not that great. But what's some of the things that have been interesting you lately? Have you been listening to any new music?
Yeah.
Old music, or like what's like your favorite type of music to listen to?
Techno. I'm straight up techno. It reminds me of the good old days.
Okay. So like, I remember I had you listen to Daft Punk. And
that wasn't bad at all. That wasn't bad.
Okay. So Elaine likes a lot of stuff, but she's not really familiar with names and all that good old stuff. But she loves music.
I like Aliso.
Who?
Aliso.
Who's that?
He's a techno guy that he got a lot of music out. He's okay. Not new. He's an old guy. I listen to him a lot. I listen to him when I'm traveling.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
I never heard of him. I gotta give him a chance.
Yeah, Aliso. You gotta look him up. He's pretty cool. Yeah.
And one of the things that I found me and Elaine have in common as far as music, we were both big Clips fans. Clips, the duo from Virginia.
Yeah.
Pusha T and Malice.
Yeah, some good beats.
Yeah. Pusha T is one of my favorite artists, and I love going back and listening to like old 2000s music.
Oh yeah, me too.
And,
me too.
I love listening to it with Elaine because a lot of times she messes up the lyrics where she has no idea what the song is actually about. And then I tell her what the song is about and it completely ruins the song for her. That's one of my favorite things to do. What was it, Gangsta Lean?
Yeah.
Was it Gangsta Lean? You thought it was about a girl or love or something.
Yeah, it was about love, I thought.
Well, it's about smoking weed.
Oh,
and
sorry.
It completely, like, throws Elaine off.
He likes to get in a bed with it. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. But we're both big Clips fans. For whatever reason, for different reasons, I guess. I love the lyrics. Elaine likes the lyrics as well, but she likes to interpret them in different ways. So what else have we been up to? What did we watch the other day? Did we watch a movie? Room 104 on HBO. Mm-hmm. It's like the horror. I wouldn't say it's a horror anthology, but it's different stories.
Let's just say it's interesting.
Yeah, it's different stories that take place in the same hotel room over different times. It's just, it's not really horror, but it's just weird.
It's on HBO.
Yeah. We watched about 3 or 4 episodes of season 1.
I like it.
You liked it? You liked every episode? Or?
Yeah, I liked it.
Some of them were weird.
I liked the one where he was on the phone with his mom.
Yeah, that was interesting.
The Indian guy.
Yeah, that was interesting. The guy who played in the Deadpool movies.
Reminds me a lot of my mom and how she is on the phone. She's just funny.
Yeah, that was an interesting type of storytelling. Because that one took place in, it looked like, the early 90s.
Yeah, because you could tell from what he was wearing and stuff.
What he was wearing.
His cell phone, everything.
The different, like, advertisement. He was eating some Cheetos, and they were in a different package. And he had a Wendy's cup that was, like, the old school styling.
Y'all should check it out.
Yeah, Room 104. Did we
Y'all
watch
should
anything
check it
else
out,
recently?
HBO. What else did we check out?
Well, we played a little bit of the new Tomb Raider game.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
In fact, we can play it right now. It's pretty cool. That was a good game.
Yeah, I think it came out maybe a couple months ago. But yeah, the graphics are really good. Story is not hard to follow. She's like an Indiana Jones type character, Lara Croft. If you ever play video games, you
she
know
what
Tomb
Raider. She carries a bow.
Yep, she sneaks around executing people. Mm-hmm. And she might have caused the apocalypse to start.
Oh, God. Yeah, I think that's true.
So we played about maybe an hour, yeah. Hour into
it's
it.
It's that good.
Yeah. So we might get back into it.
But until then.
Yeah, I might try to find something else to get into today. Maybe a movie. So, anything that you're interested in watching?
Well, Room 401.
104.
104 would be good to watch right now, because that's the mood I'm in. So.
Okay, I just want to relax and just see what the day brings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm going to cut this a little short. Be right back. Hey, and I'm back. This time it's me by myself. It's a couple days later. I just wanted to add a little bit. Day was a good day. A little stressful. Just got off of work, trying to relax a little bit, find something to get into. Wanted to talk about a few things, just like everybody else who plays video games. I picked up Red Dead Redemption 2, didn't get to play it too much yet, little hefty download, maybe play like the first hour or so, just to, you know, the tutorials portion, trying to get used to it. So far, game is gorgeous. Story seems interesting. I'm definitely looking forward to putting some more time into it. Playing it a little bit. One thing that I didn't kind of like straight off the bat was the controls were a little iffy, but again, I'm only an hour into it. Hopefully I'll become accustomed to it, and you know, definitely graphics are amazing, and I'm trying to see what the big fuss is about, so hopefully I'll get into that this weekend. Other video games, I'm basically a PlayStation 4 gamer now. been playing. There was a PlayStation sale about a week ago. I downloaded a game called Danger Zone 2, which is made by some of the guys who did the Burnout series. Can't remember the name of the developers, but they definitely had something to do with the old Burnout games. So Danger Zone 2 is kind of like the Burnout crash mode, where it's kind of a puzzle mode slash, you know, chaos mode. So you're basically driving a car and you have to crash into items and just cause as much destruction as possible. So it's really fun, but you can also tell it's not made by like a grade A developers. I've had some crashes, like literally like PlayStation stop moments. So it's not the most polished game, but it's super fun when it's working right. That's Danger Zone 2. And what else have I gotten into? Started watching Titans on the WB app, which was really good. I think I watched the first 5 episodes when I was off the other day. I really enjoy it, and I'm definitely going to keep up with that. I really love some of the changes they've made to some of the characters. The fighting was like way better than I thought it would be. Didn't have any problem with any other characters. Dick Grayson's awesome. Probably one of my favorite, in my top 10 favorite superheroes. So it's good to see him in a starring role. Like what they're doing with Beast Boy. Even Starfire. The Raven. Raven is taking some getting used to. You know, they're portraying her as a younger member of the group. So that's taking some getting used to, but yeah, so far, amazing series. The Doom Patrol episode was pretty cool. Definitely can't wait to see how that series, starts out. What else? The last episode I saw, another Robin came into play to save Dick Grayson. So I guess that's the new episode for this week, so definitely want to check that out. And the other thing I finished over the past couple of weeks was Daredevil Season 3 on Netflix. Daredevil Season 3 was probably my favorite season of Daredevil. Honestly, I'm a huge Marvel nerd. So when I found out Netflix were doing these Defenders series, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, I was really excited. And I thought the first season of Daredevil was good, but not great. Thought it was a little boring in a lot of places. Season 2 as well, I wasn't into as much. But Season 3 really turned it around for me. Start off, I'm not a huge Daredevil fan as far as the character. I saw the first movie with Ben Affleck. I did read Daredevil comics back when, I forget who was writing it, but I read Daredevil comics, so I was familiar with the character, and I've always been a huge Bullseye fan, so Season 3 really spoke to me. I loved what they did with Bullseye. I love the William Fisk character, Kingpin. But I actually really enjoyed the Matt Murdock character this season. It's just the side characters don't really do it for me, like Foggy and I forget the girl's name, but you know what I'm talking about. So yeah, I thought Season 3 was really good. I liked the FBI character, some of the newer characters they brought in, showing how Kingpin can get under your skin, can basically get whatever he needs from you, uses you, abuses you, and gives you no other choice but to work for him. And at the end of the season, I was amazed. The only thing is with Netflix not renewing Luke Cage and Iron Fist, making me think that this might be the end for Daredevil and what's her name, Jessica Jones as well, with Disney getting its own streaming service. So, but I definitely enjoyed season 3. I'm looking forward to The Punisher. He was one of my bright spots of Daredevil season 2. Speaking of like the Netflix series, I need to go back and finish Iron Fist season 2. I think I watched like the first 3 episodes and I kind of fell off and didn't go back to it. With it being canceled, I've heard a lot of good things about season 2 of Iron Fist, so maybe I'll go back and give it a shot. Jessica Jones season 2, I didn't finish either. Maybe made it like 5 episodes into it and I couldn't get into it. And maybe someday I'll go back to that, but I didn't really hear good things about that, which is surprising because I think they're doing a season 3. And it's crazy that Jessica Jones got 3 seasons and Luke Cage only got 2. But maybe, hopefully, we'll see these street-level characters on the new Disney streaming service next year. See what else Marvel and Disney do with that. Maybe some cartoons or something would be cool. Some more adult shows. Maybe something with the X-Men would be cool. And I'm going to cut this episode a little short, but I want to thank you guys for giving me a listen. I'm Tron Easy. You can follow me on Instagram, Tron_Easy. Twitter, Tron_Easy as well. Definitely, if you like this, let me know. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.